you might expect me to talk about consecration to Saint Joseph today. But I'm not going to do that. We've been preparing for the consecration to Saint Joseph for months already. I don't want to repeat everything that we studied and everything we read in this very good book. Let's reflect instead, together with Saint Joseph, on the work that God has for us. One of the things I've come to appreciate lately is a noticeable new attitude in the church about our work now. Maybe you've also noticed this shift. Last year, when we were locked down, so many events were simply canceled. As if people said, well, we can't do this, we can't do that, so we won't do it. We'll just wait until we can do those things again. So many things. Weddings were canceled, ordinations were canceled, conferences, classes, workshops, celebrations of all kinds. Well, we waited a long time, and the wait became too long. So eventually, we started to wake up and say, wait a minute. We can't simply cancel everything. Life goes on, and there's work to do. God has not stopped being in charge of the world. We just heard in the reading from Genesis that he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done in creation. In doing that, he taught us to treat his day as holy and to make it a day of rest. But that story does not teach us that God simply stopped doing anything anymore. God is working. He's a working God. And as this Genesis reading says, he has created us in his image. So that means we are supposed to be working as well. He has given us dominion over all his creatures. So this is what I want to point out. When we were still quarantined, actually we are still quarantined, just like we were last year, we're still facing all the limitations of the pandemic, but we are no longer simply canceling everything and waiting for it to be over. You notice that? No, we do what we can do. Maybe we have to do it more simply. Maybe we have to do it with fewer people. Maybe we have to do it alone. Sometimes we have to do it on Zoom or Facebook or live stream. But we don't simply give up. There's too much work to do. The bishops have this attitude lately. I noticed this. You know, the grand plans for the celebration of the 500th anniversary of the arrival of faith. Initially, the grand plans were scrapped, and they said, well, let's just wait till this is over and we'll celebrate. And then they said, well, no, we're going to do it anyway. We're going to celebrate anyway. We'll just do it differently. We'll adjust. We still have something to celebrate. Yes, COVID-19 is still burdening us. It's a burden on the whole world. But the disease does not have the last word. We want to give glory and thanks and praise to God. That's part of our work. And that's the spirit of our celebration here this morning. This is the year of Saint Joseph. And that this year of Saint Joseph was called precisely in the middle of a global pandemic. Part of the reason why Pope Francis called this year St. Joseph. And today's the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. It's a day to celebrate work from God's perspective. Of course, it's also Labor Day. It's a national holiday. But that doesn't carry much weight when so many people are out of work. We want to use this year, we want to use this day to give glory to God. We want to work. We want to be part of the work of God. We want to be workers like Saint Joseph. this year of St. Joseph took everyone by surprise, as you know. And we didn't have enough time to plan well for our celebration on March 19, the solemnity of St. Joseph. So back in February, when we were talking about this, we decided to prepare for this day, May 1st. And at that time, things were lightening up. The quarantine was lightening up. We were having public masses then, and it looked like we were going to be allowed to have 50% occupancy, which seemed like such a crowd, 50%. Now we're back down to 10%. Right after we made that decision to designate May 1st as the day of our consecration, the bishops of the Philippines said the same thing. They said, we want to consecrate the whole nation to St. Joseph on May 1st. We're going to make it part of our celebration of the 500th anniversary of the faith in the Philippines. I love that. I love that readiness to adjust. For 9 years, we've been preparing for the 500th anniversary. There was no mention of consecration to St. Joseph, but now there is. So that's the new opportunity. New normal, if you want to call it that. What's normal is to work, to do the work of God. That's normal. It was normal 2 years ago. It's normal last year. It's normal this year. That's part of being created in God's image, is to work. And this is the spirit of Joseph himself. He was always ready to change direction when the Lord gave him new light, even if he was sleeping. Joseph was fully committed to working for Jesus and Mary all the time. No doubt about that. But he had no plans to go to Egypt when he went to bed that night. Just like we had no plans to pass through a pandemic, to endure this desert journey of a pandemic. But when Joseph got the message, he got up and he went to Egypt. He worked. Was it hard? Yeah, yes, it was hard. How did he do it? We don't really know. We don't have any details. He just did what he had to do. He did the work that was before him at the time. And that's what we do. That's what we do. And the key to that, remember, he took Jesus and Mary with him. So wherever he went, whatever work he was doing it with Jesus and Mary, for Jesus and Mary. That's what he's teaching us to do as we work. Well, after we made plans for this day, the COVID battle went backward and we were locked down again. But that is not going to stop us from doing the work of God. We just adjust. A few weeks later, while we were still in the ECQ, the diocese made another surprising and wonderful announcement. I don't know if you know this. Today, May 1st, Bishop Mercado is going to ordain a new priest and a new deacon for the Diocese of Parañaque. We haven't had a new priest ordained here in several years, but we're not going to wait anymore. As if to say, let's keep going. So today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the bishop will ordain Reverend Hansel Gonzalez Marasigan a priest, and he will ordain seminarian Kevin Joshua Benitez Cosme a deacon in the Cathedral of St. Andrew. And none of us can go there, of course. But it's going to happen anyway, and we rejoice anyway. We can join the live broadcast on the Facebook page of the diocese. But we pray for these two men. They are workers in the vineyard of the Lord. And there's a lot of work to do. Now let me add something else. I hope you don't mind I go on a little bit here. This is not only the feast of St. Joseph the Worker. This is also the beginning of the month of May, dedicated to Our Lady. And Pope Francis recently announced a special initiative for this month, a worldwide prayer marathon for the end of the pandemic. Have you heard of this? The prayer marathon. 30 days of prayer for the end of the pandemic. And the theme of this month, prayer to God went up incessantly from the whole church. Prayer to God went up incessantly, meaning without end, from the whole church. So 30 Marian shrines have been chosen, one for each day, and one shrine each day will pray for this special intention, and it will be live stream broadcast to the whole world. Here in the Philippines, the shrine that was chosen is the shrine of Our Lady of Peace and Good Voyage up in Antipolo. So in Antipolo, the shrine is assigned to May 7th, to pray the rosary, broadcast worldwide. Now, we have already been praying incessantly. We've been praying every day. We've been praying the rosary every day. We've been praying the Oratio Imperata every day. So why do I mention this? Because it's another sign of going forward. It's another sign of not giving up. It's a sign of taking on the work of the day, taking on the work of these times. In this case, the work of intercession. That's also work. It's a work that St. Joseph himself is doing with great intensity. No doubt about it. We studied so much about Joseph's strength and courage and obedience and dedication and manliness. And of course, he's really working. He's not doing carpentry anymore. What is he doing? Well, he's doing the work of interceding, the work of protecting, the work of guiding, all the things that we reflected on as we prayed the Litany of St. Joseph every day for these past 2 months. And as we make our consecration to him today, we place ourselves under his protection. Very simple. We ask him to work for us, and we also ask him to teach us how to work with him, work for God. So that's what we're doing today. Now, before I conclude, I'd like to turn to the reflections of Pope Francis. He's the one who launched us in this direction in the first place, and he issued that beautiful letter, Patris Cordae, with the heart of a father. And there, in that letter, there are seven sections, seven different aspects of the heart of St. Joseph. One of them is entitled A Working Father. A working father. So I won't read the whole thing. This is section number 6. But let me just read a few excerpts from Pope Francis's reflections on this working father. St. Joseph was a carpenter who earned an honest living to provide for his family. From him, Jesus learned the value, the dignity, and the joy of what it means to eat bread that is the fruit of one's own labor. Work is a means of participating in the work of salvation, an opportunity to hasten the coming of the kingdom, to develop our talents and abilities, and to put them at the service of society and fraternal communion. It becomes an opportunity for the fulfillment not only of oneself, but also of that primary cell of society, which is the family. Working persons, whatever their job may be, are cooperating with God himself, and in some way become creators of the world around us. The crisis of our time, which is economic, social, cultural, and spiritual, can serve as a summons for all of us to rediscover the value, the importance, and necessity of work, for bringing about a new normal from which no one is excluded. St. Joseph's work reminds us that God himself, in becoming man, did not disdain work. The loss of employment that affects so many of our brothers and sisters and has increased as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic should serve as a summons to review our priorities. Let us implore St. Joseph the worker to help us find ways to express our firm conviction that no young person, no person at all, no family should be without work. So that's just some excerpts from Patrice Corday. Reminder to us that we are called to work. And Saint Joseph, who trained Jesus to work, is training us to work too. He trained Christ, he trains the body of Christ. We're the body of Christ. We consecrate ourselves to him today.